Someone is put into nidui, or somebody has tumas mitzayra, is he allowed to take a haircut? Shrash lochi komu lo ba'adodi, mishun de poshet lo ba'adodi. Since the Gemara is poshet both of them for the same posik, we clear the shawl together. Toshima says now, it says, menudin mitzayroin asurin l'sapir ulechabis. It says clearly that they're not allowed to take a haircut, and they can't wash their clothing. Or mitzayra, when he has a tumas mitzayra, or in a nidui, you can't take a haircut to wash your clothing. Menudin shemeis. A menuda that dies, if somebody was put into nidui, and he dies, but nidui is desdin circling a saroinai. When they have his orin, they put stones on top of it. Circling a saroinai. They put stones on top of it. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, loy sheyam the wall of gal avonim kegal shalochin, not the stam desdin puts piles of stones on top of his kever, like they did by Ochen, like Rashi says, Galash Lach on the Siv, the Yakim Ol of Galav Onim Godul, El Bezdin Sholchin Umanichin Ever Gedol Al Aroinai. That Bezdin just puts one big stone on top of his kever. Lalam the Chod teach us, Shekola Misnade Umeis Benidui, Bezdin Circles Aroinai. Just to teach us, if somebody dies Benidui, Bezdin puts stones on top of his kever. So it says clearly, I call upon him here. It says clearly in the Brisa that a menudin and a mitzayr is also saf l'chabes. It says clearly both of them cannot take haircut and they can't wash the clothing. So the Gemara baita ovel chay batifas arush. And novel, when it's novel, he has to have a tifas arush. He has to have his hair, his head covered. He has to be misatif, cover his hair with his clothing. As well as they would not know this din, but that's the way din in the Gemara. A novel is supposed to have a tifas arush. Why? Midikom alei rachmon li yecheskel. It says you should not cover your head like to your mustache. Mashm, everybody else should. So everybody else, every other oval is a din atifas rosh. He has to have his head covered. Vaitem menude malva atifas rosh. What's the law? If you put into nidui, do you have to have your head covered or not? You have to have a atifas rosh or not? Omer Rav Yosef Toshima. Says they misatvin v'yoshvin kemenudin ukavelim. Had by tinus we had there by the third set of tinuses, and they used to put themselves and look like a menuda. That used to be misatif, wrapped himself around and sit as if they're menudim ukavelim. Ashirachmalayim in a shemayim. So mashma clearly that a menuda is has a din of atifos, a rosh. He has to cover himself. So Rashiwe misatvin mefurish masechva tinus liyachas yisano shosh asorah tinus tibur. If again, after they fasted the set of 13 tiny sibers, and still the rain didn't come, so then they sit down, mamish like menudin, and they wrap themselves around, and like an oval, and they dive into Hashem, and shalot till Hashem lay rachmonos on them. A call for them to clear raya, menuda has an iser, has a din to have an atifas harosh, he has to have his head wrapped up. Omalei abaya, dilma menudla shemayim shani, tichomer, may there is no raya. The fact that Hashem is not giving us rain, it's like we're menudah, like we're exiles from Hashem. So menudah l'shemayim is a bigger din, maybe there you have to sit with atifas arosh. But if Bezdin puts you into nidui, maybe there you have a chuyiv to. Rashi menudah l'shemayim, kiyani shani dechamiri, v'lochi tzrichi atifas arosh, aval acheri menu tzrichi atifas arosh. Maybe other people don't have to. See if the Gemara blazed by Suffolk, it's not clear what the luck would be. Alright, we'll stop here. Tezvov we're holding. Yeah, we're holding Daf Tezvov around 10 lines down. Shalomar says, Ovel is also a niach tefillin. A novel can't wear tefillin when it's a novel. The halacha we hold is only the first day. The first day when you're a novel, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. Why? Midikom alei rachmon li yecheskel. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, Pe'ercha chofesh alecha. That you Yecheskel, when you were a novel, you're allowed to put this pair, this tefillin, you're allowed to put on you. Nechlal, it's a raya from here, to kuli almosa. For everybody else, it's also, Hashem had to tell Yecheskel, you are allowed to put on tefillin. Mashmi, everybody else is also. Rashi says, percha, is that tefillin? That means tefillin. What about menuda malba tefillin? Like all these gemaras now are going to say, aloch is about a novel, and then we have the shala, what's the aloch about a menuda or about a mitzoyra? Well, menuda means somebody did a dvar avera, and Bezdin put you into nidui, put you into shamta, they exiled you, they gave you a din nidu on you. So menuda, what's the halacha? Mal betfilin. Someone says, take a menuda takli have a sofik if he's allowed to put on tefillin or not. Mitzayro mal betfilin. What's the law when a person has a tumas mitzayro and he has to be outside the gimel machnois? Is he allowed to put on tefillin or not? To Hashema, come and bring your proof. The pasuk says in Bayikra, v'yhatzarua means the rabbi's kohen gadol. V'yhatzarua means even a kohen gadol when he becomes a mitzayro, he also has to be noig these halachas of mitzayro. The godiv yiparumim, that your begodim, your clothing should be ripped. That means shiyu mekaroyim. A person that's a mitzvah, he has to rip his begodim. The roisha yiyaparua, and his hair should be like uncovered, means wild, means ain periya ela gidol sar. Periya means you have to let your hair grow. Now the mitzvah is not allowed to take a haircut. He has to let his hair grow when he's a mitzvah. Diva Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shittam, that the pasuk says, V'roisha yiyaparua, your hair should be open, means you have to let your hair grow when you have tumas mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Nemra Havaya Barosh, says the word Yiyah, Barosha Yiyah, the word Yiyah says by the head. The Nemra Havaya Bebegit, it says also by the Begit, it says, Ubegodav Yiyah Perumin, his clothing should be ripped. Now, Ma Havaya, just like the Yiyah, Homo Bebegit, that talks about the clothing, Dover Shechutz Megufay, it doesn't mean the body itself should be ripped. It means the clothing that you're wearing, something outside your body, that should be ripped. Is af havaya barosh. The same thing when a terrorist says, v'roisha yia perua, your head should be like uncovered, it doesn't just mean your hair, the part of your body itself should grow, but rather means, dova shechutz migufay, something that's outside your body also has to be off you. My love doesn't mean to say at tefillin, it means to say it's tefillin. That a mitzvah, your head has to be like uncovered, means something else should not be on your head. What does that mean? You're not allowed to wear tefillin. So there should be a raya that a mitzvah is not allowed to wear tefillin. So Mar says, maybe there's no raya. Omer Papa loy, I'll tell you, here it means akumta visudra. It means a special hat that you wear on top of your head. That's what a mitzvah is not allowed to wear. Pasuk says, v'roisha yia perua. Your head should be like uncovered, means you're not allowed to wear any fancy hat or fancy covering on top. But maybe it's filling you are allowed to wear. Trashi says, Akumta Vesudra Kleimar, Shia Roishai Magula, your head should be uncovered. Mikumta Vesudra, from a covering. That's what your head should be uncovered from. You shouldn't wear your fancy hat. Avot filin maniach, but it could be maybe a mitzvah has to wear tefillin. So we don't have a chlorai yet if a mitzvah is allowed to wear tefillin or not. Right. So this applies by a suffix. If mitzvah has to wear tefillin or not, the Gemara is not poshut. Right. Another locher is, ovil is also b'shila shalom. When you become an ovil, the 7 days you're an ovil, you're not allowed to give shalom aleichem to anybody. You can't give shalom aleichem, you can't have shila shalom to somebody else. What's the raya? Tikom alei rachmon li yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told yecheskel, ha'anek doim. Means be quiet, keep quiet. Sa'anek doim is keep your mouth quiet, means you're not allowed to tell somebody else shalom aleichem. Menuda ma'al b'shila shalom. Let's say somebody's put into nidui. Again, you did an avera, Beth exiled you. They put you into nidui. Are you allowed to give shalom aleichem to other people or not? Omer Rav Yosef Toshma, come, I'll bring you a proof. It says, uveshila shalom shebein odom lechaveroi, kibne yodom anizufum lamokim. This is also part of the lachas we had in Masechta Tainis. That after the tzibur fasted for 13 days, not in a row, but we had a Monday, Thursday, Monday, another Monday, Thursday, Monday, then another 7 days like that. After they fasted 13 tainuses, and the rain didn't come down, then they sat down and acted like nizufim. They acted like a nizuf. And it says there that they're not allowed to have shila shalom. They can't give shila shalom one to another. They're also b'shila shalom b'dal mechaveru. They can't give shalom aleichem one to another. And they used to sit down there, kibnei yodim anizufim amokim, like somebody that's nizuf, like thrown away from Hashem. So churtzarai that a menuda, if you're like thrown away, if Bezdin threw you away like, you can't give shalom aleichem. So Gemara says, no, amalei abayi, there's no proof. Dilma menuda l'shamayim shani d'chomer. Over there we're talking about that Hashem is not giving us rain. We already fasted 13 tiny sebers, and still rain didn't come down. So that's called like Hashem is being menadirus, like throwing us away. So a nidui from Shemayim is more stricter, more chomer. Maybe there you're not allowed to give shalom aleichem. But maybe only if Bezdin puts you into nidui, maybe then you are allowed to give shalom aleichem. So we don't have a proof. So the Gemara now, mitzayra,
Mal b'shila shalom, what's the lacha by a mitzorah? When you have the tumas mitzorah, can you give shalom aleichem to somebody? If somebody calls out of the gimel machnas to see you, are you allowed to give him shalom aleichem? Toshima. The pasuk says, v'yal shofa miyate. That means on your mouth, like you should cover it up. She'il sifsoysav medubokoy zubizu. That means like your lips should be tied, closed, one to another. What does that mean? She'il kemenuda kovel. That a mitzorah should be like a nuda, menuda, and like an oval. The yosef b'shila shalom. So, and what does that mean? That the mitzvah is also to give shalom aleichem. So shema mina, from here it's a proof that a mitzvah is also b'shila shalom. So the more asks, v'nifshut minol menuda. It says here also that this a mitzvah is like a menuda, like an oval, that's also b'shila shalom. So it's mashma menuda is also b'shila shalom. So more says no, om ravacha ba pinchas, mishmed rab yosef. Mi kitani she'osor. Does it say he's osur? She'iyu kemenuda. Just says that a mitzvah is like a menuda kovel. Ketoni b'miliach v'naisa. It just means that the mitzvah is like a menuda, like a novel, made before the halachas. Other halachas, a menuda is like, a mitzvah is like a menuda, like a novel. But the yosanana v'shila sholem, but it could be that a mitzvah is also v'mishila sholem, but not a menuda. So you don't have a pure proof here what the halacha of a menuda is. Tomorrow doesn't come out what's the locha by a menuda, is the yasa or not, b'shila shalom. Right, another locha is, ovel is yasa b'divrei Torah. When you're in ovel, the 7 days you're in ovel, you're not allowed to learn Torah. You can't learn Torah. Torah is masamech, you put you b'simcha, and ovel is not allowed to be b'simcha. What's the raya? Midikom rachmon yecheskla, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yecheskla when he was in ovel, doim, be quiet. So midashina means be quiet, means don't talk in learning. You're not allowed to learn. For the Gemara, menuda ma b'divrei Torah. What about if somebody is a nidui? If Bez Nidir Naveira, Bez Nidir put you into nidui, are you allowed to learn Torah? Amar Rav Yosef Toshma. It says clearly, menuda, shayna, he is allowed to teach other people, v'shayna m'loi, and people could teach him. Niskar, he could rent that, he could be hired out, v'niskar m'loi, he could hire other people. Notice he could do work. A menuda is allowed to do work. He could be hired out to work for somebody else, or he could hire people to work for him. What about the muhram? If you put you into chayrim, that's the worst thing. There's a nuda, menuda means the first 30 days you put into nidui. And if you don't ask mechila, they don't take away your nidui, then after 30 days later they put you into chayrim. Chayrim is a bigger must like they're putting you into exile. So a person who asks muhram, loy shoynev loy shoynev loy. Well now he's not allowed to teach other people and other people can't learn with him. Loy niskav loy niskaram loy. He can't rent, hire himself out. And he can't have other people hired to work for him. Avul shayin hu liyatzmai. But he's allowed to learn Torah from himself. By himself he's allowed to learn Torah. Shula yavski es limudai. He doesn't have to stop. He doesn't have to be mafsik his learning. So HaKoparim says clearly, a menuda is allowed to learn Torah. The yaisa lechanus. Now this person that's mukhrim as a cherim was saying he's not allowed to do work. So how does he live? The Yosulei Chanus Kitan is allowed to have a small income, a small store, Bishvil Panasosei, just to make enough money to keep him going. The Yomarav, what does that mean? Zvuni Maya, let him sell water, depicted the harvest. In this shuk, in this place, let him sell water there. That's a small amount of income he could make, that's what he's allowed to make. Rashi's Bashuk, Shalaisimakim. In the selling place, in this place, this marketplace, he could sell water there. Sell lemonade there. Right, that says water, alright. Shmamina. So, Koparos Arai that a menuda is allowed to learn Torah. Mitzora mal b'divrei Torah. Somebody's a mitzora, he has to go out of the Gimel Machnois. What's the law? Can he learn Torah or not? Toshma, come, I'll bring you proof. The more brochus vidashin, the Pesuk says, in Devarim, v'yoidate lo v'necho lo v'nei v'necho. You should teach, remind your children, that yoim asher marat lo v'nei Hashem l'kecho. You should always remember the day that Hashem gave the Torah in Hasinai. The way Hashem gave the Torah in by Har Sinai. That Malahal, just like over there by Har Sinai, when Hashem gave the Torah, it was B'Eimo, the year of arrest of the Zayim. Lo Kai Yisrael had fear of Hashem. The whole world feared Hashem. Nobody said a word. B'Shas Hashem said, Anoch Hashem Ulkecha. There was Eimo and Yira. Is Mikan, from here we learn out, Mikan Omru, that Hazov in V'Yamat Saroyin, if somebody has Tumaz Zav, Zav came out of his body. Or else he has tumas mitzorom, he has a neger on his body. Or boy le nida is somebody that lived with a nida. Sees also has tumas nida on himself. The halacha is mutarim likras b'torah. Such a person is still allowed to learn Torah.
Now Tosfos speaks out some certain. Uvelishnois b'medrash you can learn medrash ubashas balochas vagodis. Kids, even though you're tamei, you're allowed to learn Torah. Ma'ashen kein uboy like Korean. I mean, somebody let the zera come out. He lived with a lady and he let the zera out. So then asurin. That is Osir. A lot of the Afka with a lady even happened by himself by night. If the Valkyrie, so then he's Osir. Why? Because Valkyrie comes when you don't have aim of Yira. That's usually Kalas Rush. If you're very lenient, if you're Kalas Rush, the opposite of having fear of Hashem, he has a jolly mood, so that's no good. That's Osir. That's not the way to learn Torah. So Shema Amina, Mashma Klod, that a Mitzvah is allowed to learn Torah. The only Tumah is not allowed to learn Torah person is a Valkyrie. That was from the Loch that was Ezra Takarna, with Takarna Ezra. But Lamaisa now, we say it, Takarna Ezra is Batul, and Bezman is there, you are allowed to learn Torah, even though you have Tumas Keri. So Taiz Yastakash, it says here, Boil and Nidois are allowed to learn Torah. Look, if you boil a Nida, it means you live with a Nida, so Huri let out the Zera, so you should have a Tumas Keri on you. So why can you learn Torah? So Taiz says about a boil a Nidois, Acha Shetovul a Keri. We're talking about that after he lived with his Nida, he went to the mikvah the next morning. So therefore, Tumas Keri is only one day. When you go to the mikvah, the Tumah goes off. But now that you live with the Nidah, there's a Gzeras HaKosev that you're Tumah for 7 days, just like the Nidah is. Boil the Nidahs are Tumah for 7 days. So even though the next 6 days you're still Tumah, those days you're allowed to learn Torah. If you went to the mikvah for your Tumas Keri, you're allowed to learn Torah. So I call upon the Shemamina Sarai that a Mitzvah, even though you're Tumah, you're allowed to learn Torah. Right, another locker is, Ovil is awesome, but Achboisis. A novel is not allowed to wash his clothing. The 7 days he's sitting Shiva, he's not allowed to wash his clothing. The Asir, the Pasuk says, by Yishalach Yoyev Takua, he sent to his place Takua, V'yikach Misham Isha Chachom, he took a smart lady, V'yomer Leho, his abli no, act like an novel, V'liv shino big day evil, and wear the special clothing of an evil. What does that mean? V'yal tosoichu shemen, and don't rub yourself with oil. V'yisu kisha zeh yomer rabin, misabela salmeis. Sakoponim, big day evil means you have to wear clothing of an evil means they can't be cleaned. There's no evil, not allowed to wash his clothing. Fred Gemara, Menudin, Umitsairoin, Mayim Betachvaisis. What about a person that's a Nidui, or a Mitsaira, when he's out of the Gimel Achnois, is he allowed to wash his clothing? Toshima, Menudin, Umitsairoin, Asurian, Lesaper, Lechabes. So clearly, they're both not allowed to take a haircut, or Lechabes, they can't wash their clothing, Shemamina. That a Mitsaira and a Menudin, and this halacha, they're all equal. That an Ovel, a Menudin, and a Mitsaira all can't take haircuts, and they all can't wash the clothing. Vaita, Ovel Chaya Bekriya. When you become an Ovel, you have a chiyuv to rip your clothing. You have to rise Kriya. An Ovel is Chaya Bekriya. The Kamalei Rachmon Le Bnei Aaron, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Bnei Aaron, Loi Tifraimu, you Bnei Aaron, don't rip your clothing. Mechlal Etzaraya, the Kuli Alma Mechayvi. Every other Ovel is Mechuyah to rip his clothing. When Nadav Avil died, Hashem told the Bnei Aaron, "Leif Ephraimu, don't rip your clothing. Your kahanim, kahanim gedolim. Hashem doesn't want your clothing to be ripped. The mashma other clothing, any other oval, is supposed to rip his clothing." For the more menuda mal b'kriya, what's the lach of a menuda? Do you have to rip your clothing? Teiku, it's a suffix. Mitzayra mal b'kriya, what's the lach of a mitzayra? When you go out of the gimel machnas, do you have to rip your clothing? And the more torshema, the pasuk says, "Begodav yil perumim." By a mitzvah it says, begodim should be open, which means shiyum makaroyim, they should be ripped. Shema mina, it's a rhyme that a mitzvah has a mitzvah to rip his clothing just like an oval. Another locker is, ovel is chayi bekriya samita. When you're an ovel, mikra din, you have to turn over the beds. The ma'aseh would not know this bisman as a... So he says, because I'm all, nobody does this, it looks like Kishuv, but as long as that, we don't do it. Amikra didn't know, and Ovel is supposed to turn his bed upside down. Over. What's the raya? Tetoni ba kapora. You know, like this. Temus diyukni nosati loin.